Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 7th of September 2009 and the time is 5:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Andrew Stefaniak, I'm 44. I come from Sutton Coldfield in Birmingham but originally from Liverpool.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. Bit nervous at first, but now looking forward to it.
God. And can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I think it was the thought of being part of it, filling an application form, not thinking it out, I would actually be chosen, and then the realisation that I had been chosen, and then looking forward to it.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
I had some ideas myself, but I also asked friends as well what they thought they would like me to do, or if they had the chance to do it, what they would do. And so some of the things are very personal as far as what I'm going to do is very friend related. I won't say that or show that when I'm actually up there, but the people who I know will know that's the case.
And what did you decide to do in the end?
There'll be a bubble machine, then maybe some music. I might make paper aeroplanes and put people's faces on them and then throw them off the plinth so that they know that they can have them in the future because somebody's here also to collect them as well for them.
And now that you're actually here, how are you feeling about going up there and doing this?
Exposed heights are always a little bit scary, although I do a lot of walking. I never do mountaineering, so even 20 or 30 feet up is going to be a bit hairy, but I'll be alright. It's going to be okay. I feel fine about it.
Good. And what do you hope to get out of this experience overall, do you think, of taking part in One Another?
I suppose it's being part of a well-known artist's concept of what sculpture is, whether it's living or whether it's inanimate, and knowing that in the future that I've actually been part of something that's a one-off event.
And, have you told your friends and family that you're taking part, and if so, what do they think about it?
Yes, I have told my friends and I have told my family. I think most of my friends are going to be watching it on the webcam at some godly hour of the morning. My brother is watching it in the States at I don't know what time in the night. I think they think it's slightly crazy, but at the same time they think it's a good idea and the sort of thing that I would do.
And when you're not on the plinth, how do you like to spend your time?
Reading. I go around galleries quite a lot. I enjoy art. A lot of my time is spent working when I'm employed, and that's basically it. I spend a lot of time walking as well.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I'm not working at the moment.
Okay. What's your field of interest with your own work?
I'm a solicitor. Okay. I specialise in commercial property, and I may throw my CV off the top of the plinth, actually. That might not be a bad idea.
And what was your route into this field?
Into being a solicitor?
Yeah.
I fell into it by accident. I basically wanted another year off after university, and the most practical way of doing that was to do the Law Society finals and not have to go back into work. So I kind of fell into it by default. And then I took another 6 months off after that to do travelling because I really didn't want to start work.
Yeah. And how do you enjoy being a solicitor?
It's good fun. I think it's a very practical subject, and as a result you've got to learn new things all the time. It's a subject area or a work area that is always evolving, and because of that it's interesting and I enjoy that.
Okay. And you said you enjoy walking as well. Where do you like to go walking?
A good example of what I've just done. There's a walk which starts in Fort William on the west coast of Scotland and goes up to Cape Roth, which is about 200 miles. I completed most of that apart from about a 20 mile section in the middle. Earlier this year, it took about a month to do. That was good fun, carrying absolutely everything, food, sleeping bags, tents, the lot. No support and very few places to buy food, so I had to carry everything. Also go out to the Outer Hebrides a lot and go walking out there. There are no paths there, there are routes, and you just go for it. As somebody said, what happens if something goes wrong? My response was, they'll find a skeleton in a few years' time. It's pretty remote and it's lovely.
Why do you go walking? What is it about this kind of activity that you enjoy?
I think it's so different to what I do in my work life, and it's a chance to unwind. Some people have asked me, what do I think about for literally days on end sometimes when I'm walking? And they're a bit surprised when I say absolutely nothing, because my head is usually filled with so much in the way of client work or answering telephones. It's actually nice to get away from people in the nicest possible way.
And what are your ambitions in life, do you think? What do you like to achieve?
To get through it, liking and being liked, I think.
How would you describe yourself, do you think? I know it's a really tricky thing to ask anybody.
I think there is, for doing this, it was describe yourself in three words, and I think mine are I am me. Probably very independent, self-sufficient, get on with it, complete it, move on to the next task, and but enjoy it at the same time.
When you say self-sufficient, what do you mean?
I don't mind my own company, and I feel quite comfortable not having other people around me. I live on a house of my own, and that doesn't bother me. If somebody comes into my life, great. If they don't, then so be it.
And what do you think about this project?
I think it's very innovative in as far as nobody else has tried anything similar. Anthony Gormley's work in the past has been sculptures which are static in the main, and to actually involve people at random, I think, is one, very brave because you don't know what they're going to do, but two, it gives people a chance to actually express themselves, even if they are a little bit scared about doing it. And the fact they've actually applied to do it in the first place gives the impression that they actually want to do it. So I think it opens the arts to people who may not have that much contact with well-known sculptors, artists, whatever, generally. So I think it's a good idea, and I think from the press that it's getting, it's liked by people who watch it as well, because a lot of people are watching it.
Yeah. Can I ask you to say a little bit about where you come from?
Okay, I live in Birmingham. I've lived in Birmingham for approximately 15 or 16 years. I do not consider myself a Brummie. I never will consider myself a Brummie. I'm from Liverpool. I sometimes come out with a slight Brummie accent if I'm on a dictating machine. I rewind it and redo it. I will never want to be from Birmingham. It sounds horrendous, but it's true. I like the city. It's good fun. It's central. It means you can get around the country easily. Will I live there for the rest of my life? Probably not. I'll probably head up to Scotland ultimately. I still call going home, going back to Liverpool to see my parents. And I suppose somebody once said that until your parents are dead, both of them, then you always consider where you were brought up as home. And I think that's the case.
And why don't you consider, well, you've just said it's your parents because they're in Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
you consider Liverpool your home. Why don't you want to consider yourself as a Brummie, you think?
Because I've moved there for my job, and maybe my job isn't the most important thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's a nice place, but maybe it hasn't got everything that I want. It's functional for the time being, but not for the long term.
Yeah. And what is it about Scotland that appeals to you for to live in the future potentially?
Nice place, nice people, no cities or few cities, and you can get away from cities quite easily. And mobile phones don't work in some places, which is even better.
Do you not like mobile phones?
No.
Who are you doing this for today, taking part in this?
Myself. Nobody prompted me to do it. Nobody knew that I applied to do it. I think I applied on the basis that there isn't a hope in heck of me actually getting onto it, which I think is probably the case with a lot of people. And then when you actually find out you're on, it's, oh my God, what am I going to do? I think to be actually part of somebody's concept of art is a nice idea. I think I've said before, to have a variety of people doing something but not knowing what they're doing is one, challenging, and two, a little bit scary for the person that's instigated the art concept. So I think it's just being part of a large group of people, but being individual at the same time.
You said that you've got an interest in art and you like to visit galleries. Is there any sort of Is there any particular artist that you like, or anything about art that you're especially passionate about?
I've got quite a lot of pictures, originals and prints. The type of pictures that I've got is very varied: abstract, landscape, figurative, combinations of all three. As to actual artists, probably Bridget Riley, 1960s work, although I have got a picture of hers from the 1990s, 2000. Terry Scott, Terry Frost, Sol LeWitt, all abstract pictures, but also quite a lot of pictures by graduates or people who have been out of art school for 4 or 5 years, up and coming. And you can sometimes be blunt about it, get their pictures quite cheaply, but they're still very, very good pictures. So a very widespread of stuff.
When you say pictures, do you mean photographs or paintings?
No, paintings, yes, or prints.
And have you always had an interest in art?
Yes, and at work I've even managed to get money to buy pictures for the office as well. So it meant that I got my own private art gallery downstairs, because I could choose the pictures, so the pictures that I couldn't afford I got for the office and then enjoyed them.
What impact do you think this project will have on a larger scale, I suppose, like not just for you but sort of as a part of history, I suppose?
The fact that people are watching it around the world. When I mentioned it to one of my friends who lives in California, his first reaction was, "Oh, I saw that in the New York Times." And I've seen comments from people in Australia and other places on the website, which indicates that it isn't just a UK-based thing. People are actually interested in it around the world as a concept. And maybe it'll happen in another city at some time in the future, which would be quite good. Somewhere like New York, San Francisco, Sydney, Wellington, somewhere like that. I think it would be good.
What's important to you in your life for your kind of future going forwards?
Never even thought about it. I suppose it's just that keeping going and keeping my head above water.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your experience today, taking part in one another?
I suppose the only thing is to say thank you to Anthony Gormley for actually doing it in the first place.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers.